Well, good afternoon. So happy to have a special guest in studio with us who's been here a number of times before, Marilyn Lightstone. You may know from the Nocturne Show on our sister station, Classical 96.3, or as host of your all-time classic Hit Parade, which airs tonight. And Marilyn is kind enough to drop by and let us know about tonight's show. Hello.
Hello, Norm.
Congratulations. I hear ratings are fabulous.
They're pretty darn good, and for a much younger demographic than we originally anticipated, too.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. I got a message from a young woman in Newfoundland who let me know that she's not a Zoomer. She's 21 years old, but she wrote to tell me that she's crazy about our show. She's crazy about the classics.
I remember when you first came in here a couple of years ago, I guess, to talk about the first episode, and it was sort of a pilot kind of thing, just an idea. We'll do a few shows and see how it goes.
Yes.
And I remember you specifically said, you know, I hope they like it.
Yeah.
I hope it goes all well. Well, here we are.
And here we are.
I'm not surprised the 21-year-old contacted you and you have a younger audience. There was a story, Norm, you remember recently, a few weeks ago, that millennials are appreciating the older music more than ever before.
I'm so glad to hear that, because it has lyrics and it has a melody. Music without melody and without lyrics.
So tell us about tonight's show. It'll be back on at 8:30 tonight?
At 8:30, yes.
On Vision TV.
On Vision TV with our usual extraordinary cast. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lineup of terrific tunes, including Going to Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. Mm-hmm. Mr. Sandman, that is our producer, Joel Goldberg's particular favorite. We've sort of dedicated that to him. The Impossible Dream, done by Simon Spyr, with a big number, big dramatic number, really perfect for that great cantorial voice of his. What else? And our sing-along is Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Oh, that's fun.
An Irving Berlin tune, one of his earliest, but just thought I'd mention that sometime next season we're going to do an all-Irving Berlin show, so we probably should have saved Alexander's Ragtime Band, but hey, he only wrote about 150 hits, so I guess we've got a few more to choose from.
Now, Marilyn, how important is the audience when it comes to your show?
Really very important, actually, because they feedback. They're so, you look at their faces and they're right with it. They're enjoying it so much. And, you know, at one point in time, I remember we were waiting between takes and I said, well, how many of you have been here before? And about half the hands in the audience shot up. So people come back again and again because they like the music and it's hard to hear it very many other places.
Yeah. Have you got a favorite part of the show yourself? I mean, I know you like the sing-alongs.
I love the sing-alongs. But you know, I just love all of it. The thing I love most, actually, tell you the truth, it's the rehearsals. We have a great time in rehearsals. Yeah. We've got a very fun group with wonderful chemistry, and we have a lot of laughs. And there's nothing better than when you get a chance to laugh while you're working with people that you highly respect, whose instincts and talents that you just revere. So it's all great, but rehearsals are great fun because we can relax a little bit.
Yeah. You know, Marilyn, I've said this before, and it's worth repeating again, I think. I don't know if it was a rehearsal or you were taping the show live, but here at the Zoomerplex, Zoomer Hall, when the show is finished, we are here just wrapping up, Norm and I, our show. People walk out of that studio, they're still singing. Yes. They're so happy, la la la, and they're singing and enjoying themselves. So this stays with them for several days, hours.
That's what this music does. It stays with you. Again, the melodies stay in your brain. The lyrics stay in your brain because they mean something. I mean, I keep coming back to the same message, but the main reason I wanted to do this show so badly was because I miss this music in my life. I figure, well, if I'm missing it, I'd venture to say that a lot of other people are missing it too. So I think we're really filling a need and a kind of a craving, you know, a taste of something that people don't get a chance to listen to very often anymore on television.
I think you're right. And I think it probably goes back to what you said at the beginning about having younger folks listen and enjoying it, because they know that was the music of their parents or their grandparents, and they sort of want to be a part of that as well.
And you know, the thing is, when we listen to music, you know, in our homes, we listen together as a family. The radio was on all the time, usually in the kitchen or in the living room. So if your grandparents live with you, your grandparents heard it, your parents heard it the same time as you heard it. And now, the way young people listen to music, they listen it into their own ears, so it's not a communal experience
It's not
anymore.
Shared, is it?
It's not shared
at all.
And And I think there's a huge chasm between music that is shared, that brings people together because they can all unite in singing it, versus the he or she, you know, young person who listens, you know, on their earbuds.
Yeah, hear, hear. That's well put. Very true.
Well, it's 8:30 tonight on Vision TV. Mm-hmm. Sing along with songs like Impossible Dream, Alexander's Ragtime Band, Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter.
Such goodies.
And a whole lot more. And are you going to drop in every Friday and let us know what's coming up?
I am.
Good.
Very nice. Good. Very nice.
If you'll have me.
Of course.
Betcha.
And we'll sing along while we're here. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Shall we do a little Mr. Sandman?
I'd love to.
Okay, one, two, three.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Boom, 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 boom.
Making the scootest that I've ever seen.
Boom, 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 boom.
Give him two lips. Like
you're pretty good.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I knew the lyrics. I'd come right in there.
Let's listen to the Cordettes and Vision TV tonight, 8:30, your all-time classic hit parade.